struggling and making mistakes. And on the second visual, I'm finding the negative property and whether it covers the point about the property management. From a discussion that I think we should documents in place. Actually, the land property, my understanding is defined as the land where there are already built up buildings. So there are already structures existing within that land. And so if that land and the structures within it can then be used for purposes of changing them into something that is in the document. So that is one question.
Can I ask on that, Mr. Chair? In the issue of land and property. Is that referred, for example, to, for instance, an existing block of apartments that are rented, part of our rental stock, part of the existing rental stock of the municipality, would that apply to that as well? Would it cover that?
However, this is the same that you said you're going to substitute it to be accepted with the one that is getting ready to be stuck. The housing development agency is hereby established in the jurisdiction. The agency operates in the national public entity. This subsection 2 actually was attempting to get the point that you want entity to be agency. It's not going to be a company. It is actually going to be a public entity that is to comply or must at all times be subject to the public financial management act. So, with the process that the superintendent has to engage one set and date with the Minister of Finance, which is possible to get everything done, then the agency will be listed as a company that shares the same entity. So, on the establishment clause, we are talking on 2.23%.
No, just there. Okay. Let's just make a vote, two members. Samuza?
Yes.
Brother, Mr. Spain.
Okay, one second. And vote two.
And vote two.
And then vote two. Okay. But I would like that to be good. Then the last one, I don't know whether it could be possible, though we know behind our text that it is a national against the authorities rest upon the minister of that particular department. I don't know whether it's possible. We can also get that there is a very difficult problem with the community. Where we just take for granted that we know that. No, I'm not talking to this. I'm not talking to
in terms of C, it's also very specific. specifically for the state, because the board is responsible for governing the agency. I would therefore propose, Chairperson, that we perhaps just define what a university question means. Then we actually need it in the house. Because the other things there, and I'm not sure about the one that they said about the university in terms of the municipal. But the other things that are B and C, we certainly covered cultivating the book. So perhaps we just need to define what the diversity person is in the definition.
Right, and also the issue of the minister is dedicated to closing the seven. So, members, just leave it to
however, correct one for you, or I'm having a question also, so I'm waiting at hand when you apply that necessary hearing or for information purposes. So I'll try to make sure that it is actually really much. Now I'm coming to the municipal finance management, which by definition is an act that would only cover all municipalities. Local government, and any state government. The PFMA deals with national or provincial government and any state government. However, I think the concern might be that you want to be sure that this agency complies with the situation. I would want to assure you that in this country, you have to comply with the situation. And therefore, where that compliance is in matters of land, health, which is in the side in terms of the they are obliged to comply.
Thank you. that doesn't exceed what you want to be for the fund.
Just so you're saying that you're basically aiding.
Yes.
You're going to say that if you ever establish the juristic system, you know, in housing development agency, then shall operate as a national public entity.
Yeah.
Are we still then going to put the definition for the juristic system?
Juristic person actually just gives the entity all the legal rights that if you are a person in terms, but in terms of the juristic person.
I'm just telling you, if you don't in India, I think the juristic person, you change the agent to the entity, which means you give all the power that you accord to yourself.
In fact, it is a generally known family kind
of
law. Which, in fact, is a man you can sue and sue.
Yeah.
On your own. Under the circumstances, there are problems with the arguments as well. We're talking about, I don't know if there's a definition.
No, we have a standing definition.
Sorry, Chair. Can I just ask that there's no microphones here, so when people are talking, just to keep their voices down.
Okay.
I'm down to a little bit.
We're going to class C. Okay, so the alien. Okay, excuse me.
Chair, I want to just find out something. One of the things that we've discussed a couple of times in the discussion in the portfolio committee on this bill is the issue of, and it relates to the issue of the, it relates to really the interdepartmental, the required need for interdepartmental planning, interdepartmental budgeting in line. Breaking New Ground Housing Strategy, which says that when we build houses, simultaneously we must build all the other necessary social, economic, and bulk infrastructure. Now, where do we bring that in? Because that is one of the challenges that we are facing at the moment. The departments, whether it be provincial or local, still have this mindset trapped before 2004. How do we, in this goal, make it very clear that we want to see this integrated, the development of integrated human settlements? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I think it needs to come out, and I'm not too sure whether it comes out here or whether it comes later in the book. Where do we put that? How do we bring that? Let me just stress that it's about somehow we've got to bring in, or see if we can bring in, the fact that we're requiring all departments to work, or that this HDA becomes the lead agency in coordinating planning and development of the required requisite infrastructure, social, economic, or
both Greg and myself and Buddha said about
the objects of the agency are to see, coordinate the training, budgeting, development and implementation of all related services, social amenities to ensure a sustainable human settlement, or to ensure the development of a sustainable human settlement. So to make it very specifically part of the object that when they plan a development, they must talk to ethical development, you know, they can see that the planning, the budgeting, the final implementation are aligned.
Well, I just want to find out, I mean, in terms of what we're talking about, in terms of what the breaking new ground that we're talking about, the fact that we've got to be integrated to it. So, now, that talks about provision of housing, provision of schools, provision of clinics, police stations, all simultaneously. What then, I hear what the state law advisor would be saying, that you can't now bring all sorts of that are already policy, or imagined, if I understand correctly. But what is there? Can we then be told what is there that actually requires such action to take place? Because we say in the breaking new ground that we want to see integrated housing development, all the necessary infrastructure. Is there an act? Is there legislation? Are there regulations? What is there that actually requires it that happens? Because our problem is not happening. And the worry is that even with the Housing Development Agency, that practice is going to continue to be perpetuated. So I think that's what we are trying to say, is how can we ensure that this piece of legislation creating this particular agency is going to have the teeth to be able to say, when we build a new N2 gateway in Port Elizabeth, that will have the required community center, school, police station, clinic, taxi rank, etc. That's what we're trying to say. My son.
Yeah.
If this one is at the National Housing Court, if you make it a problem, then what then? Through the integration process, each take over what customers need and how to get to the end result of providing the what you have said here, sustainable human with everything, all the basic services and all the infrastructure that the content of the institution has. But I will start a fund that tries and incorporates the whole process and if the process tries and not, this integrate what is called the human integrated and what we are trying to keep integrated.
I think what we're looking at is we know that everybody is aware that they must go to school, they must go to service, etc. What is not happening is that it's not happening sort of simultaneously on or following up on a new development. The budgets are not talking to each other. What we are hoping that the agents are doing is when they're planning a new development, they will coordinate with each other. They won't take over their function. But they will coordinate that there's a new development coming up, you have to allow your budget, you have to start planning, so that if it needs happens, if not simultaneously, then soon after the harvest goes. So it's really just the coordinating and the planning and budgeting and that sort of thing. And we're hoping they will play a role.
I think there is an argument, just the way in which the commodity that if you make it in the I think we must accept that the agent is not going to be responsible for central planning as we have in the country, where the department is going to be like president. But it will be responsible to ensure that when it is involved in the development of the project for human capital and capital, it coordinates and therefore it brings it. Now, I think certainly if we are accommodated, my sister accommodated with the effective education that it relates to, not for the, not so way to be interpreted to mean that it's given the result for planning for all of that. That's why I would have thought that it could be sufficiently covered if you put it under the function. That means it is its duty. The agency's duty, empowered by the legislature, to ensure that they can ensure that the provision for schools in the country. Before it concludes, then the next piece of legislation that we follow is and in the regulation, you can then go to the specifics of all of them. To achieve that function, the agency can ensure that it will be implemented. However, it's not the problem. What we can do is our saying, if we could put an additional clause that actually articulates as a duty of the agency to actually.
I hear what Mr. Labonte is saying. The experience we've had in this committee, where we've met with provinces in budget hearings, and we've raised this particular point with them as to how is the integration of the BNG principle working, and the response in general has been that other departments do not come to the party. So when the Department of Housing calls other departments so they can sit around and plan and coordinate, they don't get the cooperation of other departments. Now, with what Mr. Labonte is saying, if it appears in here under the functions of the agency, is that going to compel a department to comply with what we've got in the Breaking New Ground Valley, that when so you build an N2 gateway, therefore there must be, the school must be there, Department of Education must come and plan and budget. Will that compel them to do that? Or is there some other thing that needs to be done to compel them? Because at the moment it's not happening. And that's the problem.
Well, I think
So even at a later stage, there is no planning. So you could wait 6 years before looking at it.
This is
quite
from
the
point. We are saying, in terms of trying to have this coordinated technically and then strategically incorporated into, as you can, you agree that instead of the goal of disadvantage in terms of the function, or are we still sticking to the issue of the object of the agency? Those are the two areas of comments that I need clarity on. Are we in agreement that this goal is also put into the function or the object of the agency? But I think the issue of this thing pertaining to the function has been clearly modulated.
Well, that doesn't matter. When this comment question is right, especially the other members of their lives, they must find ways to ensure that this could not, that it must appear in the context of people. Because we're going to experience, we don't want to fall into the same trap. You know what?
I think we agree, all of us here, even the law advisor also agrees, because he said they are incorporated in the housing code. Then it means that it's only reflection that must come. You can't just run away from it and say it is elsewhere. And just let it come in so that we see it in the bill.
I wonder, not a deviation, but I think that, obviously this piece of legislation is not going to solve this problem.
Mm.
And I would want to ask, I don't know if we can ask the department perhaps to go back, have a look at the BNG, what we're saying. Come back to us, okay? Not necessarily in terms of this piece of legislation, but I think they need to come back to us, say to us, how are we going to solve this problem? How are we going to make sure that what we say in the breaking new ground strategy actually happens? Because, you see, even though we're putting it in here, I don't think it's going to compel departments to come together and plan and coordinate the provision of necessary infrastructure. I might be wrong, but I think we do need to, because we're discussing this, and I think the department needs to come back to us and say, how are they going to actually make sure that this actually happens? What is it there that can actually force it to happen?
Remember, just allow me to make would use clause 4. I see that it's got some purpose on clause 4, but our understanding that it's related to clause 4. You just say that it's related to clause 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we allow you to use clause 4? Then we've got 4 for a general.
That's also that's 2A.
Section 2 of clause 4.
Oh, okay. We said the minister must advise the municipality. Okay, to consider. And direct.
Okay.
There's no need for the agents.
Anyway. then look at, for example, what the proposal is in his line.
Don't go.
And what the member just said right now.
What? This? Not that.
The role of God's
fault.
You just want it to be a lawyer.
Exactly.
So,
I'm simplifying
it by writing what it is.
Yeah.
And what it means. It might be. So, first of all, I think what we agreed to was that the top floor 3 would be legal.
Yeah.
That was in conflict with the first one. That was the one that was going to be. Top floor 3 was in conflict to 4-1. Because in 4-1 it says that agency must, and then in 3 it says nothing is to detract from the power of immunitality to the 3-4-5. In the 1 it says it must, and the other 1 it says that the municipality can keep it and not necessarily let the agency acquire. That's what I thought.
And just what about this agreement?
So,
the agency.
I thought the agreement was top score 3 would be deleted from the agency. Then, Chairperson, we did agree that by agreement with the municipality, but at some point we spoke about in consultation with both municipalities and colleagues. And then I do agree with Abdullah to accept, I've got to be my goal here, rather than advise the municipality, instruct the municipality. And to be more direct. The agency to engage with the municipality, and everything after that would be needed. That's starting with the word work. In that sentence, it would be needed.
I think I by that instruction. Must instruct them, or else they're not going to believe. I think it's right. Must instruct them.
I think so. It's done with a contest,
but
we need you.
I think the committee said we shouldn't only focus on the municipality. We should focus on all the organs of state, that is, provinces and municipalities. So the reference to by agreement with municipalities should just actually come out and say, interesting the organ of state. Just to capture that fact that it's not only the municipalities that act on the municipalities as well as provinces.
Anyway. Organs of state. But it should be clear.
Can I just kind of read what you mean? What should we throw out the whole of the text for what was what I really understood and after the departmental briefing and the determination that they were requesting. This clause should have read something like this. 4-1, the agency must identify and acquire available space and privately owned land for residential housing or community development. 4-1-D, the agency must hold, develop and release the land concentrated in paragraph A for residential or community development purposes. 4-2. Now you must see on the agency or minister. And I've got the commission to change minister to agency. The agency, the minister, but I'll just say minister. The minister may, where there is a lack of capacity in any of the state, the minister may, whether it's a lack of capacity in any organ of state, identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release state or privately owned land for residential and community purposes for the creation of sustainable And direct to that organ of state to engage the services of the agent. Then three was staying there too. Except to add that nothing in this place to trust from the power of the token and the municipality to acquire forces to the local employees to tell the community to the local without a cost to the agent in terms of power and function under the housing tax. And of course, there are actually in Code 4 that we can tell the trials and tests.
Chair, let me apologize for being late, but I would advise that we take, I don't know his friend name, Lovavalo. Yeah, that instead of saying municipality, so that we could hold these people accountable. Let's have the organs of state so that the province and they are accountable to the whole thing. So we should delete that municipality, where there's municipality, particularly in this area of the role of agency, where's municipality, which we just say organs of state. Then it will give, I think there will be progress because everybody will be accountable, Chairperson. If you say municipality, then the province will be saying, no, that's the role of the municipality. So what I'm saying, I'm buying what the state law advisor said on saying, let's say, instead of municipality, let's just say the state organs of the state. It's good instruction. Must instruct them. Must instruct them, not advise.
Okay. And then the last, the other one, the minister will direct, not
it's a repetition.
The agency, but I think the conflict then is in 4-1.
where it then says that agency must, particularly if we take out by agreement, and there should then be must in consultation with other organs of state or
something. Must in consultation with other organs of state.
I think that the reason for this is
government only after certain processes.
Okay. Yeah.
The
last
one.
Section 6 to 23 of the Appropriation Act, nothing was changed there. It stayed like this. What's more?
Section
5.
Because usually this thing changes over time. In any case, even the known one may change. Some of those doses that have to come back may change at all. And for some changes, you can't use terminology like that. Then the F is to use whatever F is there. Funding and say how, but
there is really no difference, because if one needs to let function, and then you can both come out and see of the agent. So we can either use power the juices or use the function of the agent. And then what we change there is to believe that by agreement, the agent can secure the agent mass. The substitute made to mass.
Agent mass.
So by agreement, it means by believing that.
complying and God preventing mechanisms to ensure the integrity of the agent, ensure that God creating is optimizing the processes of potential and community development, introduce and learn a land inventory and information system.
Okay.
And then after the team, after me, we will say team, to lead my follow procurement system and get a fair issue of the transparent and in line with supply chain management and the procedural policy.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was a little bit confused in the beginning because some of these amendments do not appear on the particularly the addition. Does not appear on the amendment.
Sometimes you read this thing once, twice, a fourth time, you know, you have it in my book. Like, that's probably one. Which requires more attention. With respect to upgrading of information, I don't cover it. Functionally, who is the personality? My interpretation there was that the function of the government is not function of the
government.
Now, to say what was supposed to be my strategy, I'd rather use a vague term such as if there is an application or an assignment process that would have been created.
Thank you.
he was saying that what we're discussing is come under function. What I just want to find out then is because when we're talking about infrastructure, three types of tasks, we're talking about bulk infrastructure, we're talking about social infrastructure, and I think we're talking about economic infrastructure. Are we able to specify those parts of infrastructure in such a way that says the coordinates that project manage the housing development through the coordination of the provision of, I'm just asking, is there a way that you can bring that in somehow? Either it's a new F, or what have we got here? Under G of G, we bring in a new H or something like that. Is there a way that you can bring it in here somehow? It actually talks about this, that the role of the HTA will be to coordinate planning and provision of the required bulk social economic infrastructure, something like that. I don't know if we can say that. I should be quite explicit about what we want to say. Yeah.
I think we had some kind of indication of what we wanted to take upon the rest of the population. Effectively, my understanding was that you were saying that the proposal was to say in training, in performing this function, the agent must ensure that ensure the language, ensure that coordination of economic, social, and infrastructure that are necessary for the control of the community. But that part I was clearly the bulk that I wanted to
do. Okay. So
whether we will produce the same type of
reaction. To add, I think we raised the issue of skills transfer rather than asking you or and the issue of not of proper research capacity. Research must have one of the functions or the roles of the research by this thing. The asset management. On the issue of research and using the other information you have as was indicated, I consider that point and in terms of the how the act there is and related to the thing, then how the data council or something that actually must be created and provide all the information in terms of the other. What you need to do in legislation is to, which I think is a matter that was raised by the Committee on Finance and which effectively, I think, would be a way of ensuring that if this it doesn't that one of the conditions for development is securing adequate funding for back. But as I say, that's the most blocking part of it. If that bank is not secured on time, then the allocation of subsidies to begin intends to be delayed. We have a similar situation, a difficult situation in water. So from bulk, housing money is there. But that housing money can't be committed because it's dependent on whether the bulk will be there. And they don't resolve the bulk and therefore the housing will
Rather, to say something to the before any development is concluded, before any agreement is concluded, the agent is not controlled by the oil finding it. They all finding it. Then if they're negligent, why will they look at our website?
Then remember, if you are done with clause 6, okay, that's the
three. No, I think we've covered on no resolution on what you're talking about, I don't think, in terms of the departmental planning and so on. So I wanted to make a proposal, if there is nothing that could be considered, that after 2D, on page 5, top of D, that you could consider introducing a new E. It says, in performing the function in subsection 1, the agency must, can we not consider bringing in a subsection E that says the agency must coordinate the agency must coordinate the provision of all necessary infrastructure with relevant line departments, something like that. That not help us? I don't know the exact wording. Provision of the necessary infrastructure with all relevant line departments. Something like that. That is the idea and the thinking around that, that's the correct sort of the wording of the
that Monday, as it was, it's correctly pointed out by the member that this Monday, in top 7, only talks between the minister and the board members. It's not a Monday to say about what they must do. So nothing has been changed for top 7, but the Monday of the whole agency as such and what they do is found in the long cycle, the clearly to the
first Monday is not next night, I don't have it. So that is that for that is really about the income the money and governance.
Thank you.
3 years, but
Otherwise, it says only every 5 years or longer.
Probably.
But they may very well want to review a specific mandate in 3 years, but not necessarily for 5 years.
If you
make
the mandate of the entity itself,
yes.
What is the most duration of the
what is the standard of this one cannot provide the same from others. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I think at this may be rule, may have to be and
that
is if you remove at this, then you stay over 5 years. I mean, it's enough period to hear forever.
Almost
at least. Or whether the conditions still require the continuing of the
process.
If it's confirmed, then after 10 years it will be. Okay. And I think that is what it
is. 3 years in the decision, you must remember, in 3 years have the same system in the building block.
We forget we are old.
And the way to the at the end.
And this members may not be the chairperson.
Yeah, it talks about those two. The answer is 9.
Yeah. 9? Not 13. I think it's 13.
9.
Plus 7. Including meaning that excluding them.
Still,
Angagacacu, you said two executive members. You take the end away, and 7 non-executive members. To me, it's 9. And once you say including, unless you say comprising of the following, then it's something else. Then you say including a member, which is 10, another member from Minister of 12, 13, 14. No, that's how I understand it. Once you say including, on top of this 7.
Magena, where are you?
I'm there. What are you reading? Governing body. The board consists of 2 executive members. And you remove that and, you say, and 7 non-executive members, including, it means including the following.
Including the member, from public request.
You include them on top of the, what you have.
Correct.
Unless you say, this is correct. You said how many, you said 9, but according to me, it's no longer 9.
Apart from
those 7
non-executive members,
yeah.
We have this other
team.
Which
is 10. Yeah. So that's why I wanted to ask to correct this. Maybe I'm not English enough, but I just wanted to know.
Including men in the 7.
Yes. Already included.
Yes. Which comprise of the following? Then it makes sense. No, but
subject to the legal people. Perhaps if we say 7 non-executive members, which would include
the following.
Yes. So that comprises of the following. Same thing.
The committee language.
The committee language.
Yeah, but we have to check all these smaller things. They are very important. Thank you. Let's bring to that.
Yeah.
Person disqualified from membership of the board. That's clause 10. B. I wonder if we're correct to say people are mentally ill. Why don't you say mentally unfit? Psychologically unfit. Mentally unfit. I think that would be correct. Not mentally ill. No, check us. We have to respect other people.
The Queen's language.
Yeah, to correct these things, mentally unfit, psychologically unfit.
Not yet.
It means,
no, the question is, I think
it's correct. Chair, so something that I'm raised, something that I hadn't noticed before. But under appointments and removal of members of the board, page 6, section 11, just a query, the clarity. It does state here the term of office for non-executive members, for the 7 non-executive members. It says they may not hold office for a period exceeding 3 years, they can be reappointed, they may not serve for any terms consecutively, but it doesn't say anything about the 2 executive members. I just wanted to just find out how long do they serve for? Is it indefinitely?
What you're saying is just okay. I think that the non-executive members must be how long?
No, under section 11,
yeah.
Subsection 7, it says there that non-executive members may hold office for a period not exceeding 3 years,
yeah.
That they may be reappointed, but may not serve for any 2 terms consecutively. So it's giving some sort of specification about the term of office.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the 2 executive members, mm-hmm. there's nothing said there, and I'm just wondering,
they are for life.
Are they for indefinite, or how does that work?
No, I can
think.
Normally,
Mm-hmm. Okay.
share membership is 100% dependent on their application. So their term of appointment is what it they have a term of appointment. As long as they have a main chief executive, you are a member of the board. If you are demoted, that's another member of the board. So their term is employment. Legally,
they are not contracted.
They are based on the employment contract.
Remember, there's something else I forgot. When you spoke about the land acquisition,
so
we can go back to it. Okay. I will come back to this.
Okay.
Remember that you said these agents, and I took also in terms of, remember the acquisition of land takes 3 years now. Why is it taking 3 years or 8 years as before?
12 months should be 12. 18 months is still long. Let's make it 12.
Mandate is for 5 years.
Mm.
then whatever experience they've got, they cannot put into the test. Then, so
I think
the
language. I think the intention in the debate is that whether we want to more point to more than as long as some of the members are on the board. I think the issue is to appoint the 10 and to appoint one, but that then you continue.
But then there should be not served for more than 2 terms.
Term of office, in effect, is 3 years. What was the thinking there? Why have a different term of office to
a
mandate?
It was a full process discussion that must be probably talked about. There's been a cabinet consideration before that comes from the back, but the moment. And probably the principle was to try and tie it up to and what it is. Most appointments now are done for 3 years, and they change the but that's out of the remaining some of them. But I'm not certain that any of the other legislation has had something that would have provided for 5 year reviews of them. Because this is my transfer as well. Because of the things that
further question, which wasn't answered earlier, I don't think, is around the two executive members. Is that a last time appointment? How does that look?
For 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. My understanding, they were not the two executive members. Is that what it's saying?
The executive member that I mentioned in
Okay. Maybe it needs to be tied up somehow. Maybe under the definition.
Wow.
Can we then go straight to unit 3? Because the rest is operational stress. Administrative and operational stress. And that's the number of the options. That was the reason.
Quick one. 12-3. The minister may be a member of the board appointed by the minister. That member is Trump's 45. Is that not because there are members appointed by other ministers? So therefore, the way this is currently worded, it means the minister cannot remove one of those other members, even if they become disqualified, failing to disclose the interview. Should we therefore not remove appointed by the minister? So if she removes a member appointed by the Minister of Public Works, for example, under this clause, surely the Minister of Public Works will then have an opportunity to replace that member. But this way the minister cannot remove that member.
In fact, I think the wording is only one.
The minister may remove the member.
Well, generally, the intention is only one executive of the charge. And I think you may have to fix it in the long run. Now that you've waived something else. And I didn't intend to change the because the intention is the Minister of Public Works, or the assertion that they have to be in human executive co-government. The Minister of Public Works essentially nominates somebody quite on a technical, and it's the minister that appoints. Now, one nominates and then the other one. Usually the one nominated will never be rejected unless there's a disqualification. So rather, just to clear the thing, it may be useful to actually use the right term. The members appointed or nominated by the minister who are not the executive are then appointed by the executive.
Is this recommended?
Legally, that would create clear clarity even to the minister. So that it becomes clear that if the minister would then say, hey, you are mandated in town now, even if you are nominated by Minister of Public Works, and therefore I have a right to qualify, whether they just, the minister does that with the position of the minister, he may be an executive protocol.
All the power in the
Minister of
Health,
not
the one
that has
been
carried
to
the community. Yeah. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. No. If that
is what it is, then the answer is given. That's what it's called. The Minister may remove a member of the board appointed by the other.
Let's move members, please.
Development of an effective, efficient, and transparent
Thank you.
Nasi sanga lache. Che? Nasi sanga.
Ma bene.
Che with due respect, Mola is 25, is 22.
22?
Yeah. So I wonder if we... human robots manje ukuthi singasazi. No, I'm just, I wanted to ascertain. I'm sick. I can go on. Psychologically fit.
What will two members go tomorrow?
We end with close 24.
No, no, we're almost done. The function of the agents are very important. But if you just say this means what about me, they just let me know that it's going to be.
And the balance was going to bring just now. Chief has spoken.
I never said anything. That's the way the danger lies. Yeah, we can do some comeback. Yeah. For a change, I agree with you. No? I said for a change, I'm agreeing with you.
Hundred.
Yes.
I think it's the wording in here.
I use my own digital. When I put it there, I can use your computer.
Show me how you do that.
I'll show you. 5 francs per word.
PMG. Sorry, lady, is this yours? Oh. Lady? Whoop. Sorry, lady. I'm putting it on your board. Hey. It's probably still on.
We can get them on the internet. We have enough time.
Thank you.